Outside Dakar University, a battle between security forces armed with tear gas and protesters responding with stones. They're angry at a court's decision to put opposition leader Ousmane Sonko in jail for 2 years. The judge found him guilty of corrupting the youth after a young woman accused Sonko of rape. The verdict has angered his supporters, who accused the president of using the justice system to eliminate political opponents. Protesters target passing vehicles, including our car, breaking our window shield. Panicked residents walk home to avoid being caught in the violence. Among them, Saini Senghor.
I want nothing to do with politics. I don't even like politics. I'm not a politician. I'm just a laborer working in a private company since 2017. And I have never witnessed such violence. I am shocked to see the police behave like this.
I ask him if he's scared.
Yes, I'm scared. I'm so scared.
Suddenly, masked police take him in a police van. He's being detained.
The police are not giving us any explanation to why they've stopped the young man that we were speaking to, but rights groups have been denouncing the excessive force that the security forces have been using since the beginning of this trial.
Rights groups say over 500 people have been arrested, including journalists, members of civil society and the political opposition. But the government says it is only maintaining law and order. Police are trying to stop demonstrators looting supermarkets and businesses.
We need to revive the values that found our nation, our unity and peace, stability and social harmony.
President Sall calls for calm and dialogue, but he has failed to make his intentions clear whether he will run for a third term, fueling political tension. For demonstrators, the latest verdict against Sonko is unjust and a blow to Senegal's democracy. And it sparked further protests. Security forces are now struggling to contain. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.